Blog Talk Radio.
Who's there?
Shenanigans with Jay Shell and KL on Curves Radio. KL, don't do that David Ruffins. Okay, girl. You got to do that David Ruffins. Run in and grab that mic. You know what I'm talking about? That's how you just... how you be late and stuff.
No, you know, I'm not in celebrity mode. That's you. Miss, I don't have to audition. But nothing. I paid my dues.
That's you got that right. I ain't auditioning.
That's what you said.
Nothing.
So that you like the Beyonce of Destiny Child. You know what I mean?
No, ma'am.
Diana of the Supremes.
No.
Diana
well,
of the Supremes.
Mr. Postman. No. Mm-mm. That's you.
Is it Supreme singing?
No, I don't think so. I don't know.
Oh yeah, I don't think so. What's the fuck? Quiet on that one.
Well, it's the same era, so you know what I'm talking about.
I mean, I get it, but, you know, that's so disrespectful, though. But, okay, it's cool.
My bad. You know, I'm trying. I'm really trying. You know what I'm saying? I'm really trying.
Jay, how was your week, girl?
I had a great week. My weekend. Yes, hunty. You know, Wednesday was Empire. You know, I take off.
That is my show. Faithful fan. Never missed the episode. Okay. You love Empire. Who's your character? Who are you on that show?
Who? You know,
who can you identify with? Because I know who you identify with, but the listeners may not know. But who do you identify yourself with on that show?
I would say Cookie.
Okay, so you would have did some time.
What now? Hold on. No, wait now. I haven't done like time. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying,
would you have done some time for your Lucius Lyons? Would you have done
it? Oh, no, girl. Mm-mm. No. No. I dated a smart criminal or a criminal, whatever you want to call him, a thug, whatever. But no, I'm not going to jail. No, dude, not this day and time, dude. No. I didn't do anything me up in there like that. I take the whole rap and he don't put nothing on my books to come see me. Girl, we got a problem.
See, he was building an empire while she was in there, though. He was building an empire.
What?
But then again, that's what they want you to believe, because when she got out, he got Boo Boo Kitty.
Yes.
He didn't go see her. Lucius didn't go see her. So yeah, she just took the fall that we know of, because it's always some twists and turns in there. I don't know. Cookie
the first
could be
time
working
I
would have
seen Lucius, I would have decked him dead in his jaw for real. In his jaw. Yep, I would have decked him in his jaw, for real.
Yeah,
yep.
and a son, too.
Ooh,
he did get him.
I would have got that broom, and I would still be beating him with that broom, for real. I was on the floor when she was beating him with that broom.
She beat him the most. That is funny.
So what about you, Kale? Who you relate to on the show?
Honestly, I just have a lot of different characters. Like, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I'm Cookie. Sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I could be that Boo Boo Kitty. Sometimes I'm not.
Yeah, I could
be
Boo Boo Kitty.
Yeah. Oh.
And sometimes you can be.
But what I'm saying is her sister. Sometimes I could be not. It was Naomi Campbell. You know, like that kind of like I could play all of them.
Yes, I love Naomi Campbell. So
Man, like everybody got their part that everybody once in life has, you know, had life experiences like that, or you can identify with their situation.
That's true.
Sometimes Boo Boo Kitty, you know, I just wish she was a little bit smarter than what she's doing. I don't know.
Yeah, because she can't even dyke right. What she? You can't even dyke right.
I did like when she, you know, like in the beginning, but now she just getting desperate for the crown. You know, like it's just like you knocking people down the stairs. Yes, that was her, y'all. I know I done spoiled it. I think that was her. Who else wear red bottoms like that? Who else will be gunning after a baby but her?
Think about it. Boo Boo Kitty,
her friend, and then, you know, just over time, the way she looked at her previous episodes, she's having a baby, the other girl having a baby, she's like, no, my baby's going to beat it to the throne. You know what I mean? There's only going to be one baby.
Yeah. Who you think it is? I think it was that rapper girl. What's her name? Tough chick. I can't think of her name, but yeah, I think it was her. Because, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you know, the rapper girl that went toe-to-toe with
But why would she go after the brothers? Why would she go after that, white girl?
Because, you know, Lucius then blew up her mind thinking that she's part of, you know, they can relate to one another, and she's part of the crew, so she thinks, okay, I'm going to get rid of this baby, and I'm going to be, you know, the next heir to the
throne. I think that's a little bit far-fetched, but, hey, you never know what empire. I mean, you never know. I cannot get out of the
brain. We're going to put a little money on it. We're to put a little money. I'm going to gamble. We'll put a couple dollars on it.
Yeah, we do that.
We put a couple dollars on it. Okay.
So everybody know, April Fool's just went by.
Girl, you did the fool. She did the fool on April Fool's.
But have y'all ever done it and then nobody gets it? Or have you ever April Fool's somebody and it's like, why did I do that? Have your April Fool's ever made you to be the fool? That is my... I've heard some stories. Cause, you know, everybody always talking about I'm the queen of pranks or whatever. But...
Yes.
But what I'm saying is, like, if you're going to fool somebody, make it believable. Don't just be, like, just putting stuff out there. But so I had a friend. I ain't going to say her name on the radio. I ain't going to say her name. But she tried to April Fool somebody, and she ended up being a fool in the long run. Okay?
Uh-oh.
And what she did was... She told her, like her and her man, they wanted to go on this trip, right? So she told him, you know, like, yeah, babe, you know, I got you. I pay for everything. I'm picking you up and all that kind of stuff. She went that far with it. He was ready, but she didn't know this man had took off all this time from work to go on a trip with her and then find out it was April Fool's joke. This man's missing work. When he could be getting paid, he didn't have the days to take, but he was like, hell, I can take some of these days and get paid, but the other days I will not get paid. But he put in that time, so the supervisor signed for it. Girl,
What about your April Fool's?
Y'all, I mean, because everybody wasn't responding on my page. They were going to the inbox, and I really don't check inbox messages because it'd be you know, y'all already know how inbox messages are. But because it was like back to back, I was like, oh, I just saw it going across my phone. Let me open this up. I didn't know. I just saw you. Congratulations. I'm so happy for you. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I just saw y'all.
I was not 5 months pregnant. I mean, I know I'm a big girl. But
I was like, y'all seen her. Y'all dumb. Y'all dumb. Y'all dumb. Y'all dumb. That's all I'm gonna say.
I mean,
they
I think
done.
People just get caught up in it. You know, like I said, one girl, she was like, and she's a good friend, but she was even like, no, you lying, you lying. But then again, I was able to put that fool on her.
Yeah, you put that fool. What?
Because she was
what,
like,
she was kind of
no.
She's like, ah. Well, yeah, you have been posting, but I don't know
right,
how you're
right. Oh, let me tell y'all what I did to make it believable. So you already know the photographer had took my pictures and stuff like that. But what y'all didn't know, I went back in the timeline and edited some of my pictures and said, oh, look at the belly in me. So for the month of March, I went back to those old photos and edited them.
I was like, this nigga. Oh, yeah, this nigga.
I mean, last year.
Then she bought me and she's sending me pictures. I'm up here making collages and stuff. I'm like,
I say you gotta do this for me though. But that was the best one yet. I mean, I thought last year topped this one, but nah. I think this year was better because last year
I
had pictures on, like I was out of town, and I told everybody, see y'all later, leaving Texas, moving to Atlanta. Everybody believed
yep.
it. So
yep.
I had freeway pictures from I-20. Because I was actually on I-20, but I wasn't going to Atlanta.
Right.
Year before that, I think, I was over in Jamaica.
This girl here, I'm like.
And I was like, I couldn't get back home because the planes were not leaving out of Jamaica.
Girl.
It was all
but you remember when the emails used to email people saying that, you know, Jay Shell is stuck in Jamaica and we need money and stuff? Oh, that
yeah.
happened to me one time. And my mom is like, what's going on? You're stuck where? You need money? I was like, Mama, calm down. What are you talking about? She said, I got an email from you saying that you're stranded and you don't have any money.
But that's why I did it, because I knew everybody knew about that. So I April Fool's people like that too. And I shouldn't have done that because that was still fresh on people's head. I guess they was getting scammed and all that, sending money.
Yes.
Sending money really to some kind of foreign country, not Jamaica.
Right? Yeah.
But, you know, hey, it's April Fool. We get one day out of a year. Y'all just come on, just roll with it. But every year I got a top one. So, you know, next year might not be even on April Fool's. I don't know. Cause y'all be coming, you know. I don't know. I want to be predictable.
Yeah, girl, I want to go and be just like you. I want to be a prankster just like you. Cause I'm like this. Yeah.
But the best prank was your birthday. That was my best one.
Oh, you did the. Oh my god. Yeah, you did
the
that.
The best
I'm
prank
thinking...
was when Jo was having her birthday party, and they didn't know how to like. Everybody was trying to figure out how we going to get her out the house. How we going to get her to come? Because she is known for shade, okay? She is known for getting you hyped up. I'm going to be there. And then,
whatever.
Girl, I done got home. Girl, I don't know. She's good for
that.
So we had to make sure that she will be able to come to her own party. So you had to put a little extras on it. She's obsessed with Queen Latifah. I had to go the extra nine. I had to. So anyway, for her surprise party, I pretended like, you know, I was a secretary, worked for Queen Latifah. I got these tickets and everything. I think I even had proof of it, right?
This is dirty.
You
this
know,
is like.
Just so that she wouldn't cancel, just so that she would not, you know, like just leave us hanging on her special day. You know what I mean? So, yeah, got it all set up.
Get off of work that morning.
Was telling everybody. She was so excited. I've never heard her this excited over the phone, almost in tears. Hyperventilated. And, y'all, it made me feel so bad. Like, I mean, even though I knew it was for something good, it still made me feel so bad because I didn't expect for you to take it like that, I guess. So,
and then my dog was in on it. I'm like, really? I mean, really? You could tell your mother was going out?
I
like,
know. And
after
I did it, I was like, girl, I was trying to reach out. I was like, let me contact the Queen Latifah show because I felt bad. I was somehow. But, you know, it got you out the house. And I remember her face, you guys. We get to this girl's house, and she was like, oh, my God, like, looking around. Like, oh, my God. I said, we had to make a quick stop, made up a little story and stuff like that. We go in the house, and there's a big old picture of Joe.
Uh-huh.
I mean, some kind of like stalker kind of picture. It was just big, just
yeah,
big. And it was like so confused.
Wait, no, you're not telling it all right. Because when I walked in, it was kind of like dim, and I'm seeing these like these candles.
It was dark.
Oh yeah, it was dark, and I'm seeing candles. I was like, oh shit, these bitches are witches. You know, I was like, I know what's going on. I thought it was some type of seance. I was looking for, you know, the 6-point star, whatever you want to call it. I was looking for a Ouija board. I didn't know what was going on. I was like, what the fuck is this? I don't get down like this, you know? So I keep walking in the house a little bit further. Then there's this big old picture of me. I was like, oh, hell no. They doing some worse than some stuff up in here. Because I've never seen a big picture of myself blown up.
I mean,
you've
seen it, like, you go to Lane Bryant, you go to Torrid, you go to places like that, you see people's, you know, work on the wall, you go to JCPenney's, that kind of work, but not somebody's house.
Who's this? I was like, really, you know, that rich stuff, I like watching stuff like that, so when I walked in, it was dark, and I'm seeing candles flickering and stuff, and I'm like, these bitches are some damn witches.
And I'm just glad that when people came out and they said, surprise, you got it. And like I said, everybody, she was hugging everybody, kissing on everybody, and she was still like, okay, we'll go see Queen Latifah.
Girl, I'm trying to tell you.
Like, girl, it ain't no Queen Latifah, like, at all. It's your party.
Yeah, and that really hurt my feelings. I thought I was really going to see Queen Latifah. I thought I was really going to see what Queen Latifah. But you know what? Let me say this. Listeners, if you want to call in and converse with us, chit-chat with us with all this craziness that we have going on the line here, the number is 646-668-8898. And you can listen to our show on curvesmag.com. That's Curves, C-U-R-V-Z. Okay? And, yeah, that was a messed up deal there.
All right, she got her check, y'all. She had to get that all out. She got her check.
Yeah, I had to get that. But I did have a good time at the party. You know, I had a nice cake and everything, and, you know, my friends came out.
It was very nice what that person did for you at that time. That was really, you know, a very special moment. It was really a special moment. It was really nice, and I, you know, appreciate that, because at that time we was in a good place, you know?
Yeah, that is true. And now it's like, I'm not going, I don't even talk to the chick anymore now, you know what I'm saying? But it's cool.
I need to talk to her in passing.
Yeah, girl, what is that you smacking on? What is that? What you doing?
Girl, this is some good gum. I must be hungry.
Oh, girl, I thought you were going to say it was some good something else. I was like, get it. I think that's your problem. That's what it is. You be sucking on dick
and
stuff.
Ain't no way I could be doing all that and be on the phone. Now, if you doing all that, I give you my hat.
You have skills, though. You have skills.
You have mad skills if you can hold a whole conversation. I mean, golly, good gracious.
You got skills.
But I think, like, the worst prank out there, you know, when people do those whole proposal ones or say they got married, you know.
Yeah,
I think the worst
like that.
One.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I don't like
don't
the
do
ones
that. Don't
with the
that.
Guys.
Don't do
the
that.
Guys do it the worst to that girl, and then she have your baby, and then you get her all in the mode, and you got the candles lit, and got roses all over the floor, and she opened up that box.
Don't put a proposal to me, because you might get busting the job for real.
I don't think you might get the door. We done.
Yeah, don't do that. Like, you know, you see these posters on, like, YouTube and all, and I tell my daughter, don't try that stuff. Because you like watching it. Don't do that. Don't do that. Because you might end up actually getting hit for real. Don't do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Some of those pranks, you know, you almost kill somebody with that stuff. I mean, that stuff is dangerous, you know?
But speaking of that, you know, like how you got like some people who, you know, I mean, it's a horrible prank to play on those girls or those men, because women do it. You know, they propose to these guys nowadays. I wouldn't.
Yep.
But to each his own. They won't get down on their knees and propose to these dudes. Hey, ain't me. But you know, how do you feel about?
No, go ahead. I'm listening.
What'd you say?
No, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I know I have that bad because somebody has told me that numerous times. That, you know, but anyway.
But I'm just saying, like, how would you feel? Because you've been waiting all this time. Like I said, like the girl that posted hers and it was an April Fool's joke.
I feel some shade.
I'm just saying, how would you feel? Like, they have two kids together, and one is 8 and the other one is 4, and he did an April Fool's prank like they were going to get married, okay?
Yeah, that's not cool.
But she knows the type of guy he is. She knows how, like, he doesn't,
Don't play my emotions like that, because, you know, one day I want to be married and all that, and if somebody does that to me, I'm liable to flip.
But I don't know why she wanted, like, she called him, like, you know, she wanted to be married to him, but then she don't want to be married to him. So, but when he did it, it was kind of like she was so happy about it. So it's like, do you want to be married to him? He cheat all the time.
Oh, my gosh. Whoa.
It's been proven. She done put his business out there. You know, and then the next minute she called him her Boaz, you know?
No.
You know what?
Yeah.
Can I just go there with your shirt?
I'm gonna blow your ass somewhere.
Let me go there with the church people. Every man ain't your Boaz. Pick one. You said Johnny from 2003 was your Boaz and he ain't nowhere around. You said Jimmy from 2004 was your Boaz, and he ain't nowhere. Stop picking these biblical things. Like, you know.
Everybody
ain't your Boaz. Everybody that you have a relationship ain't your Boaz, okay? So to all
the
girls.
The more time I get in a relationship, KL, it probably lasts about a week, and that dude, like, oh, hell, I can't deal with you.
Boaz. He got to really do some things before he your Boaz, you know? Stop saying he your Boaz. Y'all be all deep with it, too. So I'm going to just say this before I cut off to all the girls who are in a hurry to have a boyfriend or get married and call these men they Boaz because they feel like they are Ruth. Please wait on your Boaz. Don't settle for no broke ass, poor ass, lying ass, cheating ass, dumb ass, drunk ass, cheap ass, locked up ass, good for nothing ass, lazy ass, and the brother who's beating your ass, okay?
Oh my God!
Wait on your Boaz. Make sure he respects your Boaz.
Oh my gosh. You are so wild. But,
that's what I had to say about ass.
So you dumbass.
This is my Boaz. Like, damn, he just Jimmy. Say that's Jimmy. He got a name. He is not Boaz. Because next year you might be with somebody else, but you put yourself out there, okay? And I know we put ourselves out there to be hurt, but he ain't your Boaz.
You're right. We're going to pay some bills right quick, because I know KL's going to keep talking, and we got to pay these bills. And, No, I'm just saying, you know, you like to talk, so we're going to go to commercial, and we'll be right back. This is Shenanigans with Jay Shell and KL.
Take for you to know you're the only one that I want around. What's it down, yeah. Girl, you don't know that I know. You should know.
You should know.
Girl, you don't know. You don't know. You don't know.
But that straight up is a love or lust, I can't say though. All these snakes be on my mind, but I left my dog seat home today though. Honestly, I can't take it. Maybe you're the sole reason you've been winning. Look, let me paint the story. I don't play with toys.
Oh, thank you everyone for tuning in. This is Shenanigans with J Shell and KL on Curves Radio. If you'd like to call
hey,
in,
y'all.
The number. So here we go. She's about to start talking. The number is 646-668-8898. You can also listen to us on curvesmag.com. Girl, I love Tank with his fine chocolate chip. Ooh, Lord,
oh, that's
Jesus.
Tank? Oh, wow. That's a nice
girl,
song.
Yeah,
I never
Tank.
Heard that song.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I never heard that song.
Yes.
That's real nice. But, you know, you guys, I had to explain something. I may talk a lot. That's because for years when I was a kid, I didn't talk.
Oh, my goodness.
It came
okay.
later. Not that I didn't want to talk. It was just, like, nothing to talk about. I felt everybody, you know.
Mom was like, shut up, shut up. Your mom was like,
yeah,
shut up,
so
shut
once you start up. Really getting out there talking, everybody like, oh, Lord,
Jesus. Okay. Oh, but check this out, though, real quick. Real quick. I went to Men's Fashion Week Saturday and saw Ken Echols. Nice.
There
it was a nice show.
List the people names again.
Nah,
that's just shout out. Ken Echols been in the game since I've been here in Dallas,
yeah.
And I remember seeing him like over time. He's really a nice guy, really friendly, just about his business, girl. Remember that? Oh, I remember one time I went to a birthday party. I saw Ken on some skates.
Girl,
I didn't know he did roll bounce.
Yes, girl, he was kind of fine doing it, too. I like that. I think I still have it on my phone, the video with him doing that. Yeah, he had it going on. I mentioned that because I interviewed
him. I like
him.
Every time you see him, he's, like, approachable. He's just really, really a sweet guy. Another shout-out to Ron. I mean, I'm talking about Billy. All the guys that we know
oh,
in the
yeah.
model industry that Willie Johnson, all of them who are not fake
oh, yes,
people.
Most definitely.
They love us. They support us.
Wait! Don't forget your girl Anthony Whitehead. Don't forget him.
Oh, there's a boy right there, Jamaica.
That's your
boy. I'm just saying, it's many more Thai. You know, it's many more out there. But those are the ones that come off the top of my head. They're just always support of, you know, models, and just
yes.
really genuine. Now I can't say too much
yes.
about the women. I wish more of us women were the same as guys. Guys
yeah.
can let water roll off their back. Women, we kind of like drown in it, you know. So
I'm
going to just say this. You know, if I see you at a casting and we're there together, you are no better than I. So
okay.
don't be acting like you rode in on some high horse and you know, like, yeah, oh, my God, like you're too big for this. And you don't want to speak.
Oh, so we're talking about some of these fake folks. Okay, I like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, I'm tired of that. Or, you know, you posting stuff and then they show up at the same thing that you posted. Come on, I know you've been on my page. I know you saw it. That's why
no,
you're here.
I'm not going to be there. Bitch, you showed up anyway. What
and they made
about?
Sure. They, are you going to be there? No, I'm not going to be out of town. And then you just so happen to go and they there. Really?
Right?
So I would understand. I done flanked it all with y'all fake people. You know, stop
just
it. Let's
fake,
just
fake,
continue
fake.
To support one
it.
Another. Even if you don't like somebody, don't make it known. You know, because you will never know who I don't like.
Right.
I mean, except for one person. I can't hold my feelings for that person. But other than that, everybody else,
that's
you would never know
yeah.
that I genuinely don't like you, but that's how it should be. It should be professional at all times, you know?
I try to, but my face would show something totally different. It'd be like...
Now, your face... Yeah, we got to work on these facial expressions. Because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, everyone, I want to appreciate y'all tuning in to Shenanigans with Jayshia and Kael.
We love y'all. Support us.
Yes, make sure you support the big girls. Because we never won
in between girls, Thickums girls, BBW girls, everybody in between, all the ladies out there, support everybody.
Yeah, support everybody. Much love to everybody. I want to thank y'all again for listening. So, you got any final words, Miss Kael?
Yes, like I said, thank everybody. Joe, go ahead and sing us out on this break, this final break. Like you did last Sunday in that big old hat.
Don't talk about my head. Don't bring it up. So, everyone, be sure to listen to us next Sunday. All right? We'll be back again with all this craziness, uncensored talk. This has been Shenanigans, and we're out.
Bye.
Smooches.
Smooches. Next week, I'm prank calling.